We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
4 o'clock hour on a Thursday. John Fricke with you. Dukes of Bell back on Monday. I got Oren and Day-Day, and we're knocking it out today because we got a lot going on ahead of the All-Star weekend coming up here. We'll have a little bit later on in the program. Grant McCauley will jump in. Joe Patrick, in a few minutes, tell us the very latest about what's going on at Flowery Branch. 2 weeks from today will be the Atlanta Falcons' debut for their first day of camp. And our first look at some of the new Falcons in their Falcon uniforms, in a camp setting, anyway, to welcome in all the new players. And again, there will be 11 open camps this year. And if you've never been, I think you ought to try and go to AtlantaFalcons.com, go to 99thegame.com. You know, find the time and the date that you want to go out there. We'll be out there station well every day. It's 11 open practices. Go take your, if you've got kids that are old enough that would appreciate it. A lot of fun for the family. If you can go on a weekday, it's just so much better on a weekday because it's so, the weekends get a little crowded. Not going to lie. I mean, you can, the way it's set up out there, you can pack, maybe 3,000, 3,500, and then it's like, we're at like max capacity. Did you say that somewhere around there?
Was it not last year because they didn't allow fans, but the year before last, it was a Saturday practice where they literally stopped letting fans in because the hill got capacity.
Right. So, I mean, you're looking at, and so get there. If you're going to go on a Saturday or a Sunday, or you're going to go on a weekend day, make sure you get there before it opens, okay? So just pay attention to the times because it will fill up real fast. But during the week, you're good. And, the players sign autographs after. It's really cool to point out the players. And it's fun to watch, and the players kind of play to the crowd a little bit. It's just, and if you've never been there to see it, it's a really cool place. So, I mean, I highly encourage you. And keep in mind that the combined joint practices with the Tennessee Titans, the two that they're going to have that are going to be open to the public, those will be extra crowded. Not just with the media from Nashville because it's right before the preseason game, but or Tennessee fans that are going to get a chance in Atlanta to come see their team. But those will be extra, okay? And those are always a lot of fun too, though, because then it's another guy on another team, so they're popping pads. So it's a lot of fun. Let's get into a little bit of football, but the other kind, the college football kind, with the Dog Report. Now, normally Connor Riley would be jumping into this program, but he's not here today either, so it'd be up to the three of us to kind of carry you through. And one of the good things about that is that Oren Romaine is the biggest Dogs fan at the station. And when I say biggest, I mean large individual. He's also the biggest Dogs fan at the station here. Guys, what did you, Data, you were telling me something about how Kirby was doing, they were ranking Kirby, and he was like right there at the top. I was like, yeah, I mean, was that a shock to you when you read it?
No, it wasn't a shock. And I put it on Twitter, actually, and said that, I didn't have any, couldn't really complain about how the list, shook out. And basically you had Kirby again at number one. You had, I believe it was Ryan Day at two. I'm looking for the list now. I thought I sent it to us. I guess I did not. and so on and so on. Some people took issue with Dan Lanning coming in higher than Kalen DeBoer. And they threw in the fact that, you know, DeBoer's beat Lanning in head-to-head. I think it's he's 3-0 against him. But based on the article, honestly, it looks like they kind of weigh in majority of factors of how these coaches did last year or within the last couple of years, not really their entire careers. So, no surprise that Kirby was at number one.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now he's at number one. I mean, yeah. Is there anybody else that you would – Ryan Day? Hell, let's not forget the Ohio State University fans wanted to fire Ryan Day 2 years ago. You know? I mean, the Notre Dame fans wanted to fire Marcus Freeman before last season. You know? So it's a case where Penn State fans wanted to fire James Franklin before last season. And everybody, of course, wants to fire their head coach. That's just the way I guess it goes. The most important, and did see another story, Orin, you can answer this. Well, the story said that the author believed that Colby Young, wide receiver at Georgia, was the most important player on offense this season. And I read that and I went, you know, notwithstanding quarterbacks, by the way. I went, really? Do you think? Because, Orin, would you? Because I went,
no.
No.
I could think of couple of new offensive linemen or the other transfers you have at wide receiver, or I don't know, Gunnar Stockton at quarterback.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of guys who I would put ahead of Colby Young. I'm not saying that Colby Young isn't going to be good, but yeah, Zachariah Branch and Noah Thomas and Dylan Bell, the whole wide receiver core, you know, you mentioned that, but isn't it really Josh McCray? See, Nate Frazier and Josh McCray. Now, McCray is a big, gigantic bowling ball. He's like a Jerome Bettis. Illinois has got a chance to be really good this year, and Brett Bielema knows it. And he was really counting on Josh McCray to be this battering ram of a back that Luke Altmyer could turn to. And then, you know, he accused Georgia of tampering in the transfer and all that kind of stuff. But McCray, forget about all that. It's just him being angry. McCray has a chance to really be a huge addition to a team that, you know, here's an amazing stat. You may not realize it, and I didn't realize it until I read it. And Orin, it doesn't surprise me given Georgia last year. You may have been aware of this stat, but it shocks me to say that Georgia ran for 150 yards or more in a game one time last year, once. And that was against UMass. That's shocking.
Because you had inconsistent line play for the majority of the year one. ETN was in and out of the starting lineup being hurt or suspended for multiple parts of the year. And then Nate Frazier had problems starting onto the football. So you had a very inconsistent running game last year for a myriad of reasons.
Which I think this year is going to be, honestly, I think that's the one part of the Georgia offense that I think is going to probably be most improved. I know wide receivers was the big concern last year, but I really think that run game is going to be very spectacular this year. They got that incoming freshman, Bo Walker. Again, with Frazier and company, like I really think
McCray, I saw him in the Big Ten. A load, dude. He's hard to bring down.
Yeah, this is so. If that offensive line can do what they're supposed to do, that run game of Georgia is going to be special.
Yeah. So you tell me about the offensive line a little bit, Orin. I mean, you know, Monroe Freeling and Ernest Green and some of the guys that they're talking up about being, you know, future NFL stars. What's your expectation of that line?
I mean, I hope it's better. I hope that the guys that got coming in, like Daniel Calhoun, all those young guys that got a little bit of playing time last year. Because when Georgia was at its best in those two national championship years, on both sides of the football, defensive line, offensive line, they didn't wait. They were the attackers. They went out and attacked the point of attack, so to speak. So it just seemed like last year – line was a bit more passive. So I'm just hoping for a bit more aggressiveness this year from a line who, I mean, they got the bodies, they got the dudes. These dudes have the accolades, but, you know, go out there and be aggressive and attack.
You know, when we get to SEC Media Days, it'd be an interesting question to Coach Smart next Tuesday to say to him, you know, if you have to lean, if you have to pick one, the offense or the defense, that, you know, presuming that both are going to be improved over last year, but which one has to take the biggest step? Which one has to take the biggest step? I think he might say defense.
Well, Kirby's always going to be a defensive guy. One.
Well, there's
two.
That. But because I had to dig it up right before the show, because I was talking about this on a weekend show, I don't know, a month ago or so. Stats are what they are, but this struck me. That defense last year, I'll just read down this list. Georgia's defense last year, one sack in the game against Georgia Tech, which they could have, maybe should have lost. One sack in the loss to Ole Miss. One sack in the loss to Notre Dame. No sacks in the loss to Alabama. But five sacks in the win over Tennessee and 13 sacks in the two wins over Texas. So if that defense doesn't show up and put any pressure on the opposing quarterback, Orne Odede, that team's in trouble.
It's funny because probably the best offensive line they faced last year in Texas was the one that they got them, you know, they were the most attack-oriented. They got the most sacks against. Kirby is a dude who all about pressure, man, all about pressure. And you lost coming into this season your best pass rusher, Wilson, went to Missouri, so they snagged a transfer out of Auburn. But I mean, that's where Kirby feels like the games are sort of, I guess, won and lost, or is that pressure, that front seven, those are the guys who can affect the game the most, so to speak.
Yeah, because you think about that Georgia Tech game, and they couldn't do anything on defense. I mean, it was like, oof, you know, and frankly, Notre Dame, which, if you know, notwithstanding, you know, the whole, God, you know, God help them, that terrible attack the day before the game that had to move the game, you know, Georgia should have been the better team and should have been right back in the national title game, and they just played so poorly against Notre Dame in that game. In my opinion, they were the better team. I don't try to take anything away from Notre Dame won the game. But they just didn't – that was not Georgia's A game. Because as you look down this year, again, we're all kind of projecting a little bit. I understand that. There's a reason that Georgia's going to be, you know, 1-2-3 in the preseason polls, because of the fact that – and when they do the media poll at the end of SEC Media Days, it will probably come out. So Georgia fans, just be prepared for it. Texas 1, Georgia 2. Just be prepared for that. Don't worry about it and just move on, okay? It's just the media talking about Arch Manning this and Arch Manning that. Don't worry about it. I mean, Texas is going to be a good team. Don't get me wrong. But Georgia did have their number last year. Look, Georgia's a very good team. They got five games that are automatic wins. They got seven games that are, I don't know, 55-45, 65-35 kind of games, where if they go 5-2 in those games, they're going to be fine. They'll be a 10-2 team, and they'll be right back in what might be the last ever SEC title game. How about that? How about we're looking at the last ever SEC title game potentially? That sounds weird, doesn't it? We're not going to have an SEC title game anymore. That kind of sucks. I mean, I understand it. It makes sense. But we're going to replace the title game. Instead of 1-2, we're going to have a doubleheader of 3-6 and 4-5? Okay. I mean, it just sounds bizarre, but that's going to be the – that's now – don't get confused. I know rules are changing every year. All right, any guy out there who's been in a long-term relationship, married, long-term relationship, you know, or you get to a point where you say, you no longer care what the rules are, just tell me what the rules are, don't change them all the time, you know, I don't care. I got to that point in one relationship. I don't really care. What are the rules? Just tell me what they are. I just don't change them all the time. Is this the rule now? Is this the rule today? Is this the rule going? Okay, that's college football. It's just like that. Rules are going to change. And so with the 16 team, they're talking about dispensing with any title game. And so this could be the last year of the SEC championship game. How about that? Weird. College football's weird. So, but Georgia's going to be fine. I think Georgia's going to be a really good team. Now, it's going to come down, really, to me, the Alabama-Georgia game holds an immense amount of importance. Yeah, I know you got Texas and Florida and Tennessee and Ole Miss and everything else, but that Alabama-Georgia game may be a deciding game as to who gets into the SEC championship game. It may be the game that decides it. The winner of that game may be in the SEC championship game. And that's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to be in Athens. So it should be a lot of fun this year. I cannot wait for all the warts where people go, I'm out, I'm tired of this. People are transferring, there's portals. We're back, by the way, we're back in a portal now. So, you know, there's a new portal that's been opened up on, day before yesterday, actually Monday, and goes to August 5th. There's a portal that's open right now, so we could get some transfers. They haven't really happened yet, but we could get some transfers between now and first week in August. We could get more transfers happening, so just keep that in mind. Keep your head up on a swivel. But for all the people that hate what college football's become, I'm sorry, I'm still jumping at the chance to see this season. Can't wait. Joe Patrick is jumping to the chance to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons in a season that we all think might be better than others. I'm going to ask him if the players, what they think about all these preseason rankings. They respond to their Madden rating. Are they responding to these? Do that next on Dukes and Bell right here live on Sports Radio 92.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio 92 on the game. John Fricke with you today with Oren and Day-Day. 2 weeks from today, the Atlanta Falcons open their training camp, first open practice, and you can be part of it. You can go to Falcons, AtlantaFalcons.com, get the full schedule. And, of course, the station's going to be there as we get ready and rolling. And when the station's going to be there, I mean Joe Patrick is going to be there because Joe doesn't miss anything, especially not with his hotty-totty new podcast. Joe, what is shaking?
What's going on, John? It's it's Falcons, right? It's no news, nothing to talk about. Of course not. There's always something to talk about with the Falcons.
Yeah, well, and especially with the new podcast, which I imagine with all the news has been rocking and rolling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we've actually, there was just today, the most recent episode, kind of breaking down the whole Kirk Cousins, Falcons quarterback, whatever you want to call it, episode, saga, whatever it is. But, hopefully giving some insight to people about, not trying to, honestly give an opinion necessarily about what's going on, but just trying to level set with, what the parameters were for all the parties involved and why things ended up going the way that they did.
All right, so that's a nice way of saying, boy, did that suck. How does this play in the locker room? How does this play in the coaches' offices? Hell, how does it play in Mr. Blank's office when they're watching this thing on Netflix going, because he keeps throwing shade after shade after shade after shade. What?
Yeah, it's funny. Raheem Morris was kind of talking about this whole dynamic and, the relationship, especially between Cousins and Penix in particular, during OTAs. I can't remember if it was during minicamp or OTAs. It was one of those press appearances they did. And I believe him, honestly, when he says that there's more drama happening in regards to the situation outside the building than there is inside. And I'm not saying that there isn't any kind of bad feelings or, drama happening where, we know that Kirk Cousins has been open this offseason about wanting to play elsewhere and all that stuff. But I do think when you look at it, you look at two guys who, at the end of the day, are professionals, and I speak both to Cousins and to Michael Penix Jr., who, with Penix, I feel bad for him because he kind of is in the middle of, a lot of this drama kind of centers around him, even though he didn't do anything. it was the drafting of him, obviously, that caused that initial consternation from Cousins' camp, where he says in the quarterback documentary that he felt misled and all that. And that's where we don't know all the information, as to what were their promises made in that respect, that, they weren't going to draft a quarterback, because he says in the documentary one of the reasons why he came to Atlanta was because Minnesota basically was up front saying that they were going to draft a quarterback for their future, and he would kind of be on a year-to-year deal, which is ultimately what happened in Atlanta after that draft pick. But ultimately, Kirk has been very professional when he's been at the facility after the quarterback change happened. Spoke to media and then, accepted the role of the backup. And this offseason, he showed up. He showed up for, an early portion of the team workouts, which may have been for show more than anything. But, once mandatory minicamp came around, he was there. He answered the questions. And I thought that he was very professional with regards to some of the answers that he did give and was very complimentary of Michael Penix. And I don't think he's going to cause any problems for this team. Having said that, I'm sure that this is going to be an ongoing discussion that the Falcons are having with teams around the league and, seeing if there, is potentially a deal to be done. Having said that, I think any team that wants to come in and potentially add Kirk Cousins, if they have a quarterback that goes down, is going to have to make it worth the Falcons' while to get rid of him, because they're certainly not just going to kind of cut bait. That's already been made clear with what's happened throughout the course of free agency, that they're not going to just kind of cut bait and kind of, cut their losses there. They don't see it as a loss, frankly. They just see it as now the situation has kind of flipped around and Michael Penix is ahead of schedule and Kirk Cousins is now that kind of insurance backup that we kind of assumed that Penix was going to be for Cousins for the first couple of years.
Yeah, I'm having a problem with all this. I got to say, this whole professional thing, Joe, because if you want to be professional, how about this? Shut up. Quit talking. Quit making it hard on Michael Penix. Quit being such a, a petty little.
What has he done? What has he spoken? What does he say? Is it just him?
But he won't quit talking. I mean, quit. Just stop talking. Just stop talking. Just don't say anything. Just sit back. Quit talking because he just doesn't make it any easier on Penix. I agree. Look, you got a guaranteed contract for a reason, for 2 years. Okay. And so, the money speaks, okay? The money speaks for you. They weren't playing Michael Penix until you got injured and then lied to them about it. And so, this is on you. I don't think this is on the team. The fact that they drafted a guy that they didn't know that they were going to draft until after they had signed you when they went to Seattle is not a shock when they went, oh, my God, we can't pass up on this guy because we believe he's Jaden Daniels. He's right there. I mean, you can't blame him for that. Right. So, you know, this to me, I just don't think this falls on the team. I think it all falls on him.
So I think, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I can understand why and again, this is the information, but, you know, if Kirk did kind of have, if something was suggested to him during those, you know, the recruitment of him coming to Atlanta as a free agent, that he was going to have 2 years of basically being the starter, et cetera, and then they go and draft Penix, I can see why that might cause consternation. Having said that, like to quote the Mad Men line, that's what the money's for, right? But, but also, you know, I can't blame the Falcons at all either, because if you look at Terry Fontenot, I think that he actually learned probably an important lesson from the whole Desmond Ridder situation. Because if you think back to that time, Falcons were looking for a quarterback, right? They were looking for a long-term solution there. There weren't really the options available via free agency, despite the fact that, you know, everybody thought Lamar at Jackson was one. He was not. He was never had any intention of playing anywhere else, and teams around the league knew that. And so the Falcons, you could argue that, you know, at the time, it sounds crazy to say, and don't tear my head off, John, here, but, like, Desmond Ridder was the second quarterback off the board in that draft, and they got him in the third round. You know, that's a lotto pick. That's the kind of thing that I think a lot of Falcons fans were hoping that the Falcons would do in that draft where they took Penix. You know, and during that draft, they didn't want Penix as the first pick. They wanted the Falcons to take a flyer, you know. Who's the guy who's playing for the Saints, who was at South, Spencer Rattler. He was very commonly thought of as like, oh, yeah, take a flyer on him in the third round. But I asked Terry Fontenot after that draft night, why not do that? Like why not? Why use your such a high draft capital on Michael Penix here? And he said, you know, if there was a quarterback we could get in the third round that we really believed in, then we would do that. But ultimately, there's not. And you have to go after the players that you do truly believe in. And I think Terry was right not only to believe in Michael Penix because of the talent that he has, but look at the quarterback classes that have surrounded that. There was one class that had those six, you know, very elite kind of quarterback prospects in them, where Michael Penix is one of them. And then the classes both around them have been really devoid of a lot of that high-end quarterback talent, especially, you know, that you can get if you were at the Falcons slot sitting kind of in the eighth area or in that 10th range. So, you know, I don't blame the Falcons for doing what they did at all. And, yeah, you know, like you mentioned Kirk lying to the team. And I with you on that, by the way. Like, you know, I've heard the sentiment saying that, you know, you got to expect, you know, players play through injuries all the time. You got to expect someone to do that. Yes, obviously. I mean, Falcons players, Kirk's Cousins teammates are playing through injuries while they were trying to make the playoffs last year. The difference was they were open with their injuries to the team and were getting treated, you know, treatment for their injuries and such. As to where in Kirk's situation, to me, it feels a lot more selfish where he's trying to deal with it by himself, not allowing anybody. And he's letting down his teammates because he's putting himself before those guys who, and they're all trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a triple lie. He's letting the teammates down. He's letting the fans down. He's letting the franchise down. And then the fourth lie, he lied to the franchise about all of it too. Real quick here, Joe. Yeah. Joe Patrick, 2 weeks from today, Falcons camp. You know how players like to talk about their Madden ratings because they get all mad about them. when the NFL comes out with its top 100 and ranks, you know, Drake London like 97th, does anybody ask Drake about that, or does he just look at it and throw it on the floor and go, this is just, or is that a motivating factor? Oh, I'm going to prove him wrong, or this is just trash?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get asked about that because we haven't been able to talk to any of the players since they started doing this list. So I'm sure that's going to come up, and I can guess what his reaction is going to be, which is kind of, I don't care, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But in the back of his mind, I think no doubt about it. I think that he feels like he should be higher up that list for sure. And I think, you know, John, I think the list is freaking crazy. Like,
Jesse Bates
was what, 93? Like, yeah, he or 92 or something. Like
92, right?
Loa ahead of him. Like, right. Come on. And it makes no sense. Like, are you basing this off of what they did last year? Are you basing it off of what they've done for their career? In either circumstance, I would put Jesse Bates way higher than someone like Tua Tagovailoa. You know, maybe the position they play plays into that. But, yeah, you know, that's the kind of drama we get nowadays, or, you know, this time of year in the NFL, though, these debates.
I know. I mean, and we'll settle them all on the field. That's a good thing. We gotta lace it up, and we'll settle this mano a mano here. You know, let's figure it all out. Yeah, camp. You excited for camp? Just broadly. I mean, 2 weeks. You can't wait, right?
I am. Oh yeah. You know, it's like I was just chatting with another reporter today about it. You know, it's like it's almost here, and I'm looking forward. You know, personally for me, like, gives me some more structure in my day to have something to do. But also, it's obviously really exciting times for fans, and I'm so excited to see the fans back out there, because last training camp they were doing that construction on the new weight room, which is fantastic, but prevented anybody from being out there. So it made for a real long slog of training camp, and I'm excited to be able to people watch a little bit this year as well to see all the fans out there, and I think that they'll all get a huge kick out of being out there and getting to watch this really talented Falcons team. It's a little thin, the roster's a little thin, I would say, but the top end talent is absolutely there for this team, and I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for them, honestly, in this division.
You know, Joe, I know you haven't invited me yet on your podcast, but that's okay. You know, you do you. I'm still waiting, unless I'm going to check my email here. I miss the invite. How's it doing, and where can the fans find it?
Yeah, Joe Patrick on football. You can find out 92.9 The Game's YouTube channel if you want to watch it on YouTube. But other than that, if you want to just get it on podcast, just search Joe Patrick on football. You just Google it and it'll come up. But you can search it for whatever podcatcher you use. Just search Joe Patrick on football and you'll get it. We're going twice a week. We're trying to go twice a week, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, up until we get to training camp, and then we'll be doing one just about every practice. Every time they have a practice, we will be doing just a recap podcast afterwards, and then we'll be going Monday through Friday during the season. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, see, right, exactly. When Joe says we're, that does not include me. It's just Joe and other people.
Hey, you'll be on. You'll be on. I haven't had a guest on yet, but they're coming. I'm already getting in contact with some. So you're
on that short list. Yeah, Joe. Click a button and we go.
That's right.
Yeah, technology works. No, I'm kidding, Joe, sort of. Anyway, Joe's a friend of mine. Joe, thanks much. Talk to you soon. 2 weeks away. Thanks much, Bob.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, John. Appreciate it.
Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider reporter, and Joe Patrick on football, the podcast now, which is doing really well. And I'm teasing him. Yes, I will be on at some point with him this year. And I want all of you to go to 92.9 The Game's YouTube channel. Check it out, because I know Joe does really good work on it. All right. When we come back in a moment, Dion Prime is making news again. Did you see what Prime said? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm with him. I'll just tell you that right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 99 The Game. The fellows will be back on Monday. So it's John, Oren, and Day-Day here. Thursday and Friday carry you through the afternoon hours. Do be careful out there if you're on your way home. We have a lot to chat about here, too, including, again, the countdown to, I mentioned, 5 days to the first NFL training camp. So we have the first game is 3 weeks from tonight. We have a game. We have, well, it's Hall of Fame game. Hardly qualifies as a game, but nonetheless, he'll be playing football to some degree or another in Canton, Ohio, 3 weeks from tonight. So, which is good news because we need to, after the All-Star game, we just got to, we'll talk about what the Braves are going to do, but we sort of got to, we got to move on, okay? We, this sad summer, we just got to move to the fall. I know it's still going to be really hot all the way till October. I know, I get that. We got to move on. So Dion, when he was a player here in town, I never got to know Dion. I mean, loved him as a player, as a Brave, loved him as a Falcon, wish he would have been a Falcon for life, all that kind of good stuff. Bothers me to see highlights of him as a Niner or a Cowboy. But Dion, you know, certainly beloved athlete in town. I was a huge fan. My only interaction with him on a personal level was post-Braves, post-Falcons, that kind of stuff, locker room stuff. So I don't really know him, but I've always appreciated him. He's always been charismatic. He's always been open. I think he's always been, you know, probably a little too honest for his own good. I thought he did, you know, a great job at Jackson State. And then he goes to, unfortunately, Colorado to me is my swampers of college football. I don't know what it is with black and gold, but they're my swampers of college football. I cannot stand the Colorado Golden Buffaloes on a level almost equal to how I cannot stand the okay. I mean, it's that bad. They're the team that I can't stand. And he's the coach. It just kills me. You go anywhere but there. I don't care where you're not there, but he's there. So anyway, this will be the year that we find out everything we need to know about Dion as a head coach, because his son is gone. Travis Hunter is gone. He's got two really good talented quarterbacks, Juju Lewis, the young star out of Carrollton. We'll see how he does as, you know, if he wins the job. Caden Salter is the other quarterback. He was really highly touted in Southern California, was at USC. We'll see who wins the job. But this will tell us, I think, everything we need to know about Dion as a head coach this season. I mean, because if he can really turn the program around, it's got to start now. And he really did a little bit, but it was really more flash than anything else with his son and with Travis over the last couple of seasons. There wasn't a whole lot of meat on the bone outside of those guys. You know, even though they got a lot of transfers in, we'll see if he can actually elevate Colorado to true contender status. And if he does, he's going to be able to write his ticket, because there are going to be a lot of openings. Let's put it this way. If he has a big year in Boulder, there are going to be some openings in the SEC. And some people are going to look at him knowing what kind of recruiter he is, and they're going to say, listen, you want to make a splash hire, that would be prime back into the South. So let's kind of keep our eyes on that. I'm telling you, if you're Auburn and you fire Hugh Freeze, are you not at least considering prime? But he's going to have to prove to me or you or everybody else that he can actually build a program. Jackson State is one thing. I take nothing away from what he accomplished at Jackson State, but that's not exactly the SEC, okay? It's not. And so it's one thing to build it at Jackson State. It's entirely another thing to build it in FBS, and especially at the SEC level. So we'll see. But Dion's at the Big 12 Media Days, and he's talking. And he's talking about how he isn't thrilled with where college football is, like a lot of other people, and that he wants to see some things change, and so he's offering up his own opinion. So let's play a couple of sound bites from Dion. This is at the Big 12 Media Days. Now, the first one is about the rules of the game, kind of broadly, and how he thinks college football would benefit by changing and looking a little bit more like the next level up.
I like the professional rules to be implemented in college. They're getting ready to be pros, so let's go 2 feet in, you know, on the catches. Let's mark the foul if we pass interference. Let's do the same thing the pro game is. Let's do it to college. And let's do something about the uniforms. We got guys out there in backer shorts. That makes me sick because I'm a football guy. Like I played this game at a high level and I have so much respect for this game. And how can we allow guys out there in backer shorts? No knee pads, no nothing. Literally pants up under their thighs, and that's cool.
All right, two things. Number one, Dion, of all people, which is fine, I don't have a problem, but Dion Sanders, of all people, is complaining about how guys wear their uniforms. Dion was... Does anybody remember Oren and Day-Day when Dion was fined all the time for not conforming to NFL uniform standards?
Yep.
he was always fined because he hiked his pants up too high. They were like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. So, all right. I actually agree with Dion, guys. I would love to see a couple of changes. And I know that people say, well, we want college to be different than the NFL. We like the game as it is. We like the wider hash marks or this or that or the other thing. We don't want it to be the same as the NFL. However, I think he makes a really good point because I think, especially in analyzing certain things, I have been saying for a long, long time that college football, I mean for 30 or 40 years, the college football's got to go to 2 feet in bounds. I mean, it just has to. This single toe tap thing, you know, I think it's bad, Oren. I think it's unfair in a way to wide receivers who don't have to learn the double toe tap in college because they can get lazy and just do the single one and come to the NFL and then now have to kind of relearn how they catch the ball and use their feet at the same time. No, yes.
Well, it's actually Day-Day. But yeah, I agree with you in agreeing with some of the things that that Prime is saying. But for me, I think it's more so his what he had to say to me about the you know, the financial stuff. That's kind of where I'm at with him.
Let's hear this, because here's the financial part of this. Day-Day, he's talking about what we need to do in terms of finances in college football.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like the top of the line player makes this, and if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal. I guess it's equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent, and you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class. It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here can coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in the end.
All right, Day-Day, what do you have to say about that?
I mean, I think he's 100% right. I think when it comes to a cap, I think there should be, like, as a freshman, for example, as an incoming freshman, there should be a certain level that cannot be exceeded. You're a freshman. So, and even Kirby talked about this. He shouldn't have an incoming freshman potentially, you know, having the potential to make more money than a guy that's a junior or a senior on the team. I get that there's the whole talent aspect, but to his point, put some caps in place. And I know there's all these things about people keep saying, well, you know, people are afraid about the court aspect. Like, if it's a contract, if this stuff is contractual, if they can find ways to make all this stuff contractual, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, this is why I've always been a very strong advocate of Super Conference, which we need to get to because there's nobody to make the rules. And then there has to be representation for the athletes through maybe athletes.org. It has to be collectively bargained, and all that stuff has to happen, which is going to make it a lot like the pro game, obviously, even more so than it is now. So, yeah, that's going to have to happen before we get to the caps. And there really is no cap. Where Deion is missing one thing is that there's no cap, really, in professional athletics. There's a salary cap, but no income cap. And there's no income cap in college athletics currently. And there never will be. There's no income cap in life. Now, if you're looking at let's just take the NBA, for example. You know, they offer this thing called bird rights, where you can pay a player that you already have more money than anybody else. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, if you're a free agent and you're looking at making and maximizing the amount of money you make outside of basketball, why do you think Shaq left Orlando? He left Orlando because he was going to go to L.A. to make movies and do rap and make money with endorsements outside of basketball. Well, that's what players are doing now. If you think a salary cap in college football is going to prevent boosters, Joe Booster, who owns, you know, XYZ company that's worth billions of dollars, can still offer a young high school stud, super stud, you know, $500,000 in endorsement money. That's not going to be part of any salary cap that exists in college football, which is to say Texas and Ohio State and all these big super schools are still going to be able to offer more because their boosters will pay endorsement money. The free market, they will not be able to be stopped by that. There is no law you can pass that will prevent a booster from giving somebody endorsement money. I'm just telling you that that's just a fact of life that you got to live with, okay? That's the way things work in the United States. You can't say you can't accept any endorsement. You can't. So as a result, unfortunately for Prime, that's never going to change. The big schools, the super big schools, are always going to be able to offer more, even if they offer the same exact salary, air quotes, that at, I don't know, San Diego State could offer the same salary that Texas can. Texas can offer endorsement money because their boosters are going to offer the endorsement money. You see, they're always going to try and buy guys, and that's the way it works. Guys, that's why they're the big schools. So, you know, the pros do it too. There's a lure of going to those major markets like in baseball or football or anything where you can go make money, you know, in New York. You're in Madison Avenue. You can go make money in Hollywood. You can go make money, in theory, in Atlanta. You know, that's why we should be swimming in bigger waters than we do, given the music and entertainment industry that's here. We ought to use that as an inducement in our town because you can make the exact same money under a cap situation in Salt Lake City than you can here. Well, then why not make sure that you can get money here in the endorsements? You can't get in Salt Lake City. So that's a real difficult animal to try and put into a box because you're not going to ever do that. It's just not going to exist. And that's a reality that I think some fans and maybe even Deion haven't wrapped their brain around. He'll like the whole more endorsement idea when he goes to a bigger school. He'll like that. Oh, wait. We got boosters that are willing to give us tens of millions in endorsements? Okay. That's cool. All right, quick break, top of the hour, 5 o'clock hour as we get to it. The Falcon, what Joe said, he has so much. We'll do a little Falcon report at the top of the hour, what Michael Vick had to say to Michael Penix, and we'll get your thoughts as well as we continue. Duke Sabella on a Thursday on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.